And then everyone has a seat? Yeah? There's enough seats? Yeah? Good?
There's a lot more here.
Okay, pass it on. Okay. We'll start the Gemara on both sides. Start the Gemara. Tanan Hasa. The Gemara quotes a lashon of Mishnah in Erevin, and the Gemara is sensitive to the differences between the way the psul is phrased in our case of sukkah l'mala michaf and the case of a mavoi with a korah l'mala michaf. This is a Gemara Shaka B'Tayi here in sukkah as well as in Erevin. We'll have to see a little bit in both places what the Gemara is doing in asking and answering these kashas. So the Gemara here, Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah in Erevin. Mavoi, Shul Gavoa, here's a shagel whether you're Goris Lamala or not. We had a discussion in our Mishnah, the Rishonim are sensitive there too. It's a question whether Gir says Lamala, okay. Gavoa Lamala or Gavoa Me'esrim Amma, you might. If you have a case of a Mavoi, which is an area which is called here, not a Mavoi, but Fulash, which is open on both sides, but as Rashi is going to explain, it's closed on one side, so you have three walls. And it's an alleyway, the chatzeros open into the mavoi. The mavoi is the way to get to Rishus HaRabin. And there's one way out. And technically, this is a Rishus HaYachid Doraisa. But the Chachamim requires something of a, let's call it a heker now. There's either an option of a lechi or a korah. We'll see in the Rashi. And they show exactly how it works. Again, all this will wait for the Rashi. But meanwhile, you need some kind of a tikkun. And one of the ways you're metakin it and allow you to carry is a korah, to a beam that's placed in a horizontal position at the entrance of the mavui. And that allows the tiltul through the mavui to go to Rishus Sarabim. But if it's too high, you might. So the Mishnah gives us the solution that you have to lower it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer in Tzarech. He says no need to do that, so there's a machlokes over there as well in terms of a height of chaf amma or lamal mi chaf amma. Okay, different drachim over there to understand the machlokes. One way has to do with this, like the Gemara is going to say bayas of shalta ba'ena. Rabbi says over here, and then Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have the problem there either. A kopanim, what the Gemara is right now focusing on is the fact that, as the Gemara goes on and asks, ma'ishna gavi sukkah, the tani tsula, ma'ishna gavi mavi, the tani takanta. The Gemara's question is, why do we have a change in the language? When it comes to sukkah, so the Lashon of the Mishnah is the problem case is now classified as psula. Sukkah l'mal michaf is psula. Doesn't talk about the takana of what to do if you might, just tells you psula. And over there, the focus is on the tikkun that should be done. It doesn't say psula, it says you might. Now, when you stop right now, you can ask yourself, so what really was the Gemara's default position? You know, does the Gemara have, maybe the Gemara doesn't know what should be better, but simply noticing a difference and asking, Maishna here, that could be. Or the Gemara already had some consideration why one is a better lashon than the other. That perhaps Tzula is better, because it tells you the din, Tzula. Or maybe there's some reason the Takana is a better lashon. Why that should be? Maybe because it's a lashon Nikia, we'll see that far in Tosis. Not talk about something being bad. Talk about it in a nicer way. Say what you do to fix it. It's a lashon nekiya. We find that idea in the beginning of Psachim, Dafka, in the beginning of Mesichtis, we find the Kepeda like that. Or Laiba Asar. The Gemara talks about how the Tosafot is going to mention this Gemara there, that the Torah doesn't say, the first time it doesn't say Tameya. It talks about the animals that are coming into the Teva. It says, Menabem Shemnena Tahora. Later on in the Chumash, it says many times Tameya, but the first time, the very first reference in Chumash, doesn't say Tameya, it says Eina Tahora, because there's an Inyan, at least the first time, to show that we don't want to use an expression which is so blatant in a negative way, negative association. Okay, so it could be, that could be part of the Gemara's reasoning why there's a Naila to say a Lashon of you might. In either event, it's not clear what the Gemara was thinking in terms of what's preferable, but meanwhile we have a kasha that there's a different focus in our Mishnah, it's a tsula, and that Mishnah says, you might. So let's see if we can glean a little bit from the teretz of the Gemara. It's going to depend on how you learn, perhaps, the teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara has two answers. And for the Gemara, Mavoi Drabanan, Osuka Doraisa, Tani Psula, Mavoi Drabanan, Tani Takanta. The Gemara says that what accounts for the difference is that sukkah is din d'oraisa, so that's why the lashon psula is used. Mavoi, which is a drabanan, tani takanta. There, the lashon takanta. So exactly why does one relate to the other? Let's see Rashi. Then he has another teretz we'll get to soon. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi is ma'arich here to explain the whole institution there of a korah or a lechi. Sagt Rashi, mavoi shu gavoa, mavoi shu sasum ishloshet stadin. It's closed on three sides. Berosho pasuch u'shusarabim. And the entrance is open to shusarabim. V'chatseros tzuchos lo. So a mavoi is the alleyway that goes, gives you access to shusarabim. But now if you walked into the mavoi, then you would go from there to various chatseros. And then from the chatseros, you enter into the houses, the batim. So Rashi explains chatseros tzuchos lo. The Yotzos, Ubos, Rosh Hashanah. Then from the Chatzeros, you'd go into the Mavui and then go into Rosh Hashanah. So all of this, Harehu Rosh Hashanah Gbnei Chatzeros. So Gbnei Chatzeros, those who are using the Chatzeros, should be able to carry through the Mavui, because it has a total din with the rights of Rosh Hashanah. However, V'asru Chachamim Lohotzi, now Me'ikar Adin is come out of what the Rishonim hold that three walls, three mechitzas itself is enough to create Rishus HaYachid. In this case, it's more than that. Here it's already, you have a chatzeros, you have a mavui, it could be you already did a tikkun in the mavui. We'll see if Rashi going to go on and says, V'asu chacham lahotzi mirshusa rishus chavero below Eruv. Chachamim said that, midrabanan, we're not allowed to take from your rishus to another person's rishus, even though it's all technically closed enough to be called Rishus HaYachid, Daraisa. But without an Eruv, you can't be motzi from one Rishus Hayachid of one individual to another individual's Rishus Hayachid, even though it's all one general Rishus Hayachid. Shachatzeros kol achas Rishus la'atzma. Because Gemaisa, every chatzer has its own usage for the b'nei of the people who use that chatzer, the people of the houses that enter those chatzer, they're using that chatzer. So in that way, there's a certain exclusive use to that chatzer, that's to the people of that chatzer, which creates something of a sense that it's distinct from the other chatzeros. So the Chacham required, therefore, some kind of a way to justify carrying from one rishus of one person to another, even though it's all one rishus hayachid midoraisa. V'amavi rishus l'kua. Now the mavoi is everybody's access, but the chatzeros are exclusive to the people using the chatzer. So Rashi gives you a whole kol yistik inyan, right? V'yitzricho bo shituf. L'shtatev kol chatzeros b'pas o b'yayin. So Rashi is backtracking, giving us like a general inyan. This is not particularly about this Mishnah. This is the inyan of Shitufi Mavos. What's Shitufi Mavos? It's for the Bnei Achatzeros to join together. We'll see later in Avdalid a little more detail about this. And this can be with bread or wine. What is it that takes place? You put in one of the Achatzeros, it could be outdoors. You could put in one of the Achatzeros a certain amount of bread or wine, and all the chatzeros are mishtatev, and that allows the carrying from one chatzer to another. Again, technically you shouldn't need it, midaraisa, but the chachamim are matzvichet, because after all, this chatzer is used by the people of this chatzer, and this chatzer is used by that chatzer, and therefore we require something more to allow it to be viewed as if all the chatzeros are joined together. So that's what's called shitufei mavos. That could be bread or wine. But that's, again, this is just background. But now back to the issue over here. But as far as the mavoi is concerned, everybody has access to the mavoi. Okay, now we're talking about the mavoi. The mavoi is closed on three sides. You get from the house to the chatzah to the mavoi. And you could have done a shitufim mavos. Rashi's mashba, that's a chacham took care of, and they required that, and you did that. But there's something more that needs to happen. In order to be able to now carry in the mavoi, the chacham are going to require something at the entrance of the mavoi, the part that goes to Rishus Harab. Ufi she'engel mechitza revis, v'karav hu lios domo Rishus Harab. Again, after all, you're going right from the mavoi to Rishus Harab, and it's open at that one side. And again, the derais is no problem, but it looks a little bit like Rishus Harab. Hitzrichu heker b'rosho ha'pasuch Rishus Harab. The chacham require a heker. Rashi is going with the idea that the Korah and even the Lechi, perhaps this Mashman Rashi, is a Heker. So the Heker is what the Chum required, that people realize, this is Rishis Rabbim, this is not Rishis Rabbim. And people will therefore know the difference, and that's what's required in order to justify carrying in the Mavui. So you need a Heker at the end, at the entrance of the Mavui. Oh, Lechi Zakuf, Lechi is vertical pole. Oh, Korah, or a beam, which is horizontal, mikosa lakosa, from one wall to the other at the entrance of the Mavu. Again, Rashi's mashmos is, again, not getting into all the nitty-gritty, but it's mashmos from Russian Rashi that whether Lechi or a Korah, it's mishum heker. Again, it's a hoshayla, could be Lechi is mishum machitza, Lechi is considered like a machitza, that's like you have a fourth machitza. Rashi's mashma here, that Lechi is also operating in the same principle of heker. And Rashi says one or the other, one type of a heker or the other. And now back to our Mishnah in Erevin here, Bim Gavoa Kor Meser Mama, so now you might, Yashb. Okay, so it's interesting, Rashi had to give us this larger construct of Shitufi Mavos, and that's not really directly what the Mishnah is discussing, but Rashi gave us that. But meanwhile, what we're focusing on is on what you have in the entrance to the Mavui to allow you to carry in the Mavui Midrabana. And the Mishnah doesn't say it's possible. Mishnah says you might. And over here it talks about the sukkah being a mal mechav and says psula. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Ein tzarech basim for his time. What that's about is explained in Arabic. So that's the kasha of the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, answer number one, sukkah midoraisa. Says Rashi. De esrim ama dila yalfina midoraisa. The din that you need that has to be not l'mal me'esrim, is a din d'oraisa that we learn out. This is what the Gemara is going to follow up with Rabba's reason and the other reasons of Zeira and Rabba, three explanations in the Gemara why it's pasul l'mal mi'chafama. But the din of sukkah is mid'oraisa. They call them shenishneis ha-mishnah, nema shira mi'sina. So before the Mishnah comes along and tells us the halacha, we know already there's a din that was given Moshe mi'sinai that it has to be the shear that it is, has to be not more than l'mal mechafam. So therefore, tani psula shayach l'misni b'lashem psul. So then the lashem psul is appropriate. Kolomar lo nasis katoro kalacha. So this inyan that we know about from before, so this is the halacha. The halacha is that it's pasul. So since we're speaking about a halacha that was already here, based on what was Moshe Mi'sinai, and the Mishnah is simply telling us about that paradigm that already exists, then the Lashon Psula is appropriate. Masha Enkin Mavoi Dekule Midrabanan. The whole thing there is Drabanan. The Midoraisa, says Rashi, Sagile B'Shosh Mechitzos. Midoraisa to Mechitzos suffices. The Ein Tzarech Korizu El Midrabanan. Tani Takanta. So here, the Lashon Psul is not fitting. The man pasla koydem shenishnei mishnei. Who came along and passed it? This is the first time we're hearing about the din. The Mishnah is here telling me the halacha of that you require a korah, and this korah has to be in this height and not this height. So you can't talk about psula because there's nothing to talk about until Mishnah comes on the scene and tells me the din. So therefore, the din is going to come together with what you have to do. You might. Masha'inkin, where there's already a halacha, and now the halacha has, it's halacha, has to be this height, not this height. So Mishnah is talking about something that already existed, and Mishnah says, pasul. Master Enkin, if this is where I'm teaching you about it, then you can't say pus. So, if we backtrack a second, so this is the terrors of the Gemara. So what was the Gemara's premise in asking the Kasha, according to Rashi? Was the Gemara focusing on our Mishnah, why not say you might? Or was the Gemara focusing on that Mishnah, and why does it not say Sula? What would it seem from Rashi? You think, Binyamin? That the focus was more on Mavoi. In other words, Gemara had a bias for the Lashon of Psula. Why is Mavoi deviating from that? And that's what the Gemara comes and says, explains the basis for the difference, because Psula makes sense by Doraisa. Uchur, it sounds like that from Rashi. The Gemara was not biased in favor of Yemayit. The Gemara was saying that there should be consistency. Tzula should be the lashon there as well. Agreed? Yeah?
I just don't understand. She does Rashi in the Midrabban. Why you can't say Pesul?
Because
if
this.
If I said by a Mavoy, which is higher than 20, is a Pesul.
Because Rashi's explaining. Because if I don't know anything about anything, that there's a din to have a kor at all, you're not going to come out of left field and say for the first time it's Pesul over here. Pesul means you're speaking about a halacha that's already known, and it's already a tradition, and it goes back to before when I'm coming to you to tell you the halacha, and I'm telling you this din. This din has criteria. So this is pasul. Then I can say pasul. But if I'm coming now for the first time to tell me that you have to have a korah, I'm not going to tell you pasul. Look at the Lashon of Rashi and Erevin. Maybe it's a little bit more clear. Look at the Lashon of Rashi and Erevin. It's the same basic pshat. The Rashi is Meirich, perhaps a little bit more over there. In the Lashon of Rashi, take a look. It's interesting as well. You make a medayk what we just said from the Lashon of Rashi and Erevin. Look at the first Rashi on the Gemara. The Tani Takanta, the Tani Yemayit velo Tana Pasul. No, what do you see in Rashi? What we were just gleaned from reading Rashi here. The focus of the Gemara is Rashi doesn't say and here it doesn't say Takanta. Rashi's Lashon is again the Lashon of Gemara is Mashdei Abisuk at the time Pesulah v'Kai Mavi Tani Takanta. Gemara doesn't favor one over the other. Gemara just says Maishna. And Rashi jumps in right away and says, what? The Tani Takanta, the Tani Yemayit, v'lo Tana Pasul. No. So what do you see in Rashi? That the bias in the Maksha was that the Pasul should be the appropriate Lush. Good. So you see Mamash and Rashi, we said. Says the Gemara of the Aaron Ervin, Sukkah, the Raisa, right? Sukkah, the time of Dida, the Raisa, Kitamin Hasmani Yudhir Seche. Rashi picks on Rabba's reason. That's the first of the three. Tani Psula, okay, Rashi, Hoel, Ukvar Mimos Moshe, Nitna Midazu, this Mida of Chaf Amma was already Mimos Moshe. Ubo Chacham Lefarish Lecha. So now we know that there's such a din, and the Chacham coming to elaborate, Imlo Asa came Psula. Shaykh Misni Bagash and Paslas. There's a din, and it says, that's no good. The Afagav de Mahanya Batakant, I grant you that you could fix it, you could lower it. But kol kamadilam a second law ikri psula. But so long as you didn't do that, that's pasul. That's what the Mishnah's out to tell me. However, mavoi the kol ikareha drabbanan. The whole Indian is drabbanan. Lo shaychem meimar balashem pasulus. That's what the Gemara's machadish in the Teretz. It's not really the right type of word. Shari kan hischilu laharoscha iske mavoi v'tarosav. This is now he's beginning to tell me the whole Indian of mavoi and the laws of mavoi. So what's what do you say, pasul? There was never anything before this. Chum never told me there's a shir, and then say, and if you didn't do it, if it's not that shir, it's pasul. We're coming to tell you the din of mavui. This is how Rashi learns the Gemara's first teretz. We'll see other drachim and tosis, but this is how Rashi understands it. Gedalia, and yeah. No. Yeah.
So if, based on Rashi's answer, explaining the Gemara's first answer is explaining the kasha that it was only on Mavui, so then why would it have been pasha to us that a deraisa you would follow through it? Possible?
No, because since it's deraisa, so the din is already here, and there was already on the sora about the shir. Now we're going to explain what that shir is, and tell me if you don't have that, if the shir is a malam echad, so no good. It's already the context of this. I'm not coming out of left field at the beginning to tell me the whole din. There's a din, of sukkah, there's a shir of sukkah. Now tell me if you, and this is the shir, and without that, it's pus. Here, tell me the din of mavui.
I'm saying, once we're saying that, then you could just say that the Gemara's question was 50-50, now the Gemara's answer is giving us.
You're saying the Gemara could have been on the fence without any being right. Non-committal. I understand. You could say that too. I can't say it. Umay say, Russian Rashi Ervin is certainly mashma inclined toward. Why doesn't say pasul my mother? You're saying the clipping Gemara didn't have any, it was totally neutral on it. But what you can say is that the Gemara was pushing in the direction they should say you might hear it. And no indication of Rashi like that at all. And it was like the Gemara's turning the other way. No?
Yeah, is the Gemara's answer like more general? Like when we know of a previous halacha, and now our Mishnah is trying to line up to that halacha, so therefore it's not pasul. It's not necessarily a derisive thing, it's more like, we know of a pre-existing concept, and now our Mishnah is trying to line up that.
Okay, but if it's a drabbanan, then this is where I'm telling you the drabbanan.
But I'm saying, is it
going to be nogea? I think keep what you're saying in mind. You're onto something. It's nogea a little bit the kash of nechanika and tosis. I think maybe what you're saying is good. But wait for if you got to the tosis mishnah, you did. You'll see. Maybe there's a way to think about how Rashi would be miyashit the kash of nechanika and not what you think. Technically, it's drabbanan, but it was already a din out there. Yeah. We'll get to it. Yeah.
Well, labeling something like or puzzle, is there a difference in the mitzvah? So, like, what you could do then, like, what happens to the item? Like, if, like, seems like Rosh is focusing more on, like, the lashon aspect, that, like, really, if you call it either one puzzle or either one you might, like,
no, the fact, as Rashi says in Arabic, of course it could be might. That's what Rashi says, of course you could be might. But so, the point of puzzle is, so long as you didn't do that tikkun, it's puzzle. But you're not going to come out now and say, you're not going to come and say the tikkun, you're going to say the din. The din is, as is right now, plus, and that seems to be the preference. We don't see anything in this Gemara's first teretz that we would want to say you might if you had the choice. To the contrary, the Gemara is very comfortable understanding that if puzzle is appropriate, then that's the word, that's what should be said. There never was a shaka v'tari about whether you might is appropriate or not. Your might is fine, but puzzle is better. And here's where Tosa is going to ask Akasha and Rashi from the next line of Gemara. So now let's go back in our Gemara with the second answer. So we have one answer, good, accounting for the difference between the Lashonos. Comes the Gemara, v'iba yasema. Another answer is, b'doraisa nami tani takanta. By doraisa, like by sukkah, we also say takanta. So what's the difference? Umi, sukkah, dinafishe mile. I think that's the gear, so they changed it to. Nefish and Mile, there's a lot of different dinim that are mentioned in one Mishnah. Pasuk v'tani psula. So then the word psula is what's used because that's the way to cover all the bases in a short, succinct way to talk about psula in all these cases. But mavoi do nefish mile, all you have in that Mishnah is one din, the din of kora l'mala michaf, tani takanta. So Rashi. V'ibayis Ema. Now here, think about how the Gemara is introducing the teretz. So what's the teretz? That psula is used here because it's going to cover all the different examples and won't have to go out of your way and talk about the particular tikkun of each one, which would take much more ink, and we want to speak in a short, succinct way. That's the way to teach. So therefore, we use the lashon psula. Right? But notice, the Gemara is magdin. V'ibayis Ema. B'deraisa nami tani takanta. What does that mean? B'deraisa nami tani takanta. As if that was a question until now. The Lashon, it sounds like, in the first teretz, we just said before, by B'daraisa, we don't want to say Takanta. B'daraisa, we say Tzula. And by the Rabban, we say Takanta. So whatever the reason is, we'll see in Tosus. Maybe B'daraisa, we don't want to say Takanta, because that could, B'daraisa, so we say Tzula. We don't want it to be an error here that could come out. According to Rashi, none of that was in the Gemara. The issue was, by the Raisa, it's shaykh to say psula. But was it shaykh to say takanta? No one said otherwise. So now, you want to see another teretz, what does Gemara mean? Vibayas ema, by the Raisa nami, tani takanta. What does that mean? That's what Tosis asks on Rashi. Look at the beginning of Tosis in Ervin, the second Tosis there. Sukkah deraisa tani takanta, Pirish Rashi, deshayach lemisni b'lashon psul, ho'u mos moshe nitna midazu. Afa gavde b'deraisa shayach nami takanta. Tosfos puts that in. No one said that you can't say takanta by deraisa. V'lishna di'ibayis ema b'deraisa nami tani takanta lo asi shapir l'pirusho. According to Rashi's pshat, the lashna gemar ibayis ema b'deraisa nami tani takanta is not a good lashon. Even according to the first answer, we could say takanta by the raisa. All we said was that, but it's shaykh psula, and that's not a lashon that's shaykh by the rabbana. So what does it mean in introducing the ibayis ema by the raisa nami tani takanta? That was never something that we said differently before this. That's the kashas. I don't know, what's Rashi going to say in this? in the lesson of Rashi here, does it help? The Iba Yisema, the Raisa Nami, Shayech Lameima Takanta. Is Rashi trying to say something? It's just, yeah.
So it could be that the Gemara, in the first answer, we were walking in assuming already you couldn't have said Takanta in the Mishnah. So it was only one-sided because we already had an assumption that you couldn't have said
Takanta. What was the assumption in the first, until now, until this Iba Yisema, the second Teretz of the Gemara, what was the assumption about which lesson is preferable? So Gedali says, we didn't have no assumption. It's totally neutral. Or, if we had an assumption, a bias in any direction, it would be Sula. So maybe what we have to do here in the Ibar Yisema to answer Tosis Kash and Mashi is to say, Hagufa is what the Gemara is saying in Ibar Yisema. We're going to change the premise. That's what the Maram says, King, I'm telling you now. The Ibar Yisema, that no, by Bidaraisa, I'm going to answer the Kasha in such a way, even if I'm going to change my assumption. My assumption until now was that the preferable lashon, the default, should be psula. That doesn't sing takat. Now I'm going to, and the answer is also by the raisa that I choose the lashon which is more ideal, which is psula. By mavoid, I can't do that because I'm telling you better for the first time. So therefore, it says you might. The iba yaseima. Now we'll read in the Gemara how it reads in the word. The iba yaseima. The raisa nami tani takanta. Not tani takanta that we could say takat. We always knew that we could say takat, but rather ibar esema b'deraisa nami what? What would be better? Takana. In other words, not the way we're thinking now that psula is the ideal lashon. Takana is a better lashon. But here I'm never chamstuck. I can't do it. So we're pushing in the other direction. We're changing the premise. And now, if takana is better, so then mavui is vait is certainly good. Mavui is good even a word of the rabbanah. Because it's a preferable lashon, not because the alternative is not good. Because psula, you can't say psula over there. It's because takana is the first choice. So why not say the first choice over here? Because nefishe mile, I have to go out of my way to talk about each particular case and the takana involved in that case. So what happens in the Ibayis Ema is that the Gemara is reimagining which lashon is better. Now, does it fit the Lashon Rashi? I'm not sure. Rashi doesn't emphasize it quite the way I am. Rashi says what? The Ibar Yisema, Lashon Rashi, V'deraisa Nami, what does Rashi say? Shayach Lameima Takanta. What did Rashi add to the Gemara exactly? The Gemara says, V'deraisa Nami Tani Takanta. Rashi says, Tani means Shayach. But the way we're saying it, it's not just Shayach Lameima, it's, unless we read that into the words of Rashi, Shayach in Rashi will mean, Shayach means it is, it belongs. In other words, Rashi, Shayach, not just Shayach, you could. Shayach means that's what you should do. That's a better lashon. Now, who can tell me why it should be a better lashon? If you learn Tosis, you can tell me a svara. Why should it be better? Why? Lashon Nekiyah could be. We might as well use that, you know, we could put that into Rashi too. But it's only in the Ibar Yisema that comes up. Until now, we're assuming Psula is better. But now, Ibar Yisema, we say, no. We're going to go Lashon Nekiyah. We're going to say Yemaya is a better lashon. But Nebuch, we have another consideration to counter that, and that's the inyan of teaching Lashon Ketzara. You have to know. You have a value of Lashon Nekiyah, a value of Lashon Ketzara, and what's paramount. That's the point. Now the Gemara is saying, really, we want to go with the Lashon Nekiyah. We want to say Yemaya, but we're not going to do that at the expense of having to say more words because we want to get the point out shorter and sweeter. Let's just a second. Let's finish the Rashi. Then we'll take everybody. So again, the Shayach will have to mean Shayach. This is the answer to Tosus Kasha and Rashi and Tosin Ervin on Rashi. Shayach Lameima means Shayach. That would be better. So what's the answer? Sukkah the Nefisha Milse or Mile. The Ein Domin Takana Seim Zuzu. The Takana in each case is specific to that case and not similar to the other case. B'tzorach Lishnos Lashanos HaLashem L'chol Takana V'Takana. We have to change the Lashon of the Tikkun for each case, for each fixing. Kigon Bigvoa, Bigvoa. You might. That's the case of the first case of the Mishnah. Ukshe'ena gavoa. And that's not asar tvachim. Yadbia. Different lashon of tikkun. V'she'en lashon shtfanos. Yasala. You have to add tfanos. V'shachamasim mruba. Yosef schach. So that would be a very burden, cumbersome way of having to talk about each case, what the tikkun is. Even though ideally we want to do that, but it's many different cases. Hilkach. Pasik v'tani psula. So because of the fact that it would require having to go through each particular case and identify the tikkun, so it says the lashon psula, the matzil mechalinu l'kula b'hach psula, then the psula can be the one word that unites all the cases, this that meaning the last three cases. There's one psula in all those cases, right? The first case you didn't, you had to separate it because of Yehuda Machshir. Okay, but Lamaisa, the three cases after that where everybody agreed to. Ein gvaras or tfachim, ein rash or shtfamos, and the tzivasa, boom, psula. The much of Machlino Lukula Bahak Psula, the Kaimelon, Yeshana Adam with Talmido, Derach Itzar. Mavri Ronafish Mile, says Rashi Ba'osa Mishnah. What does Rashi want to say? There's many halachas of Mavri, right? But meanwhile, that din, Lami Chav, is just the din over there. Rashi and Erevin, basically the same thing, although he's saying there's a Russian of the order of the Mishnah for some reason. Look in Rashi and Erevin. The Nefisha Mile, the Raisa Nami Tani Takanda, the Alma Benili Achrini, meaning in this case, we're not going to do it, but in general, Tani Takanta, Rashi doesn't say Shaykh, Tani Takanta, the Nefisha Mile, the Tani Asam Vishain Rashaush Tfanos, Vishain Agvor Asara, the order is not our order, right? Rashi picks the, switches the order. By us, it corresponds to our order. Pasuk v'tani psula, the hashta mafi kayel v'tani lo kulu kechada. The iavi tani takanta, lavi matzi lo ravinu lo misninu. You couldn't put it all together. The she'en lo shalos tfanos, boi lo misne yasa lo dofen. She'en a gvoa boi lo misne yagbiya. She'mafi mitzi lo asa Yosef aschacha. Interesting, Rashi here doesn't bring in the first case. He only mentions the last three. Why? Because the last three are the ones that get one psula, whereas the first case is separated because of Rabbi Yehuda. Interesting, by us, Rashi mentioned the first case too, didn't he? It could be there's still a maila that you say the word psula, you have to say it twice, but it's just repeating the same word. It could be that's also called Rashi and Kisara. Al kopanim. So what do we have in Rashi? Two answers to the kasha. But the way we're learning the Gemara according to Rashi, in the first answer, the Gemara was working with the assumption, at least in the teretz. In the kasha, we can quibble, but that the Gemara is saying in the first teretz that psua itself is a better lashon. If you could say it, you say it. If you can't, you can't. So there, it's rabbanan. You can't say psua. Comes the Yibari Sim and says la'olam, the preferable lashon could very well be attacked even by a doraisa. To say you might. But here you'd have to do a separate lashon for each one, and that would be the opposite of lashon katsara. So therefore, lashon katsara dictates that you have to swallow the fact that it's not lashon nekiya, and say psul. It comes out the pshat in the Gemara according to Rashi. Okay, who had questions from before? Okay, Isaac, and then everybody else. Yeah.
Are we working off of like the concept that the end of the Gemara uses lashon psul, so the beginning of the Mishnah should also say Tzula, just because that part of the Gemara is only going on Lamal Mechaf Amen. So why wouldn't you be able to say you might over there, and then lower down you could say Tzula? Because we're talking about Nafishe Mile, that all the Takanas are not Doma Zulazu, so this is, but really the only Tzula
you're
word
saying,
that we're
you're
going
saying
on
it,
is
you're
the
saying
beginning
that
of the
Mishnah.
Gemara
perhaps would have wanted him to say you might in the first case.
And then Tzula in the second
case. And then Tzula in the second case. Interesting. In other words, let it preserve the psula for the last cases, and just say you might for the first case. What do you say, Chavra? What? No, I want to know him now. He's asking like this. He said, so good, so use a Russian psula for the other three, which everyone agrees to, but say you might in the first case, which is better.
You have to do, Gosh said, you have to do it for all the cases already.
No, no, so don't. He's saying, no, don't. Just do it for the first. Do the if Takanta is a better lashon, so do it for the way you could.
Okay.
And then the other three, you know.
So you have a Takana in one case and Psula in the rest?
He's saying it's not
so
even.
That's why I'm asking. Are we working off of the Sefer Tani Psula, so the Rishon Nami Tani Psula?
He's saying it doesn't. No one would think to try separating the first case from the others. That's retaining. It's like, if you're going to do it by the others, you're going to say Psula, then you're mainly going to do it with the first one.
The Svar of Rashi is because you can't. Because it's Matzi L'michlinu L'kulek.
Right, but that's by the other three.
That's the other three. Just this one is...
So here Rashi says it by the first case too. So otherwise you'd have to say this tikkun. It's mashed like this. So you're right. If you had to say the tikkun in the first case, then that would have dictated saying the tikkun by every single case for itself, because it's one Mishnah.
Especially
there are four
with the
cases
over there,
in the Mishnah.
Not even bringing in Yemite. He only brings in the last three when he's talking about
Matzi. Second, right? And then we'll... Yeah.
Question. Why is our Harish short psul?
Why is there a bias?
Why
psula is better? You could say a few things. You could say because there's no. I mean, anyone who says svari, tell me. I'm listening. I mean, this is Why would, if according to what you're learning, that the Gemara is thinking in the first test, Sula is better. Why is Sula better? Tell me a spar. Maybe because otherwise you might think it's only a lechatchila, not b'diavad. You could say Tosa spar like that. You could bring that in.
Why would it change? Then why in the second instance, the Gemara is the preference?
Yeah. Because of Lashon Nekiya. These are the issues you have to, at stake here. You have a Lashon Nekiya Maila in saying you're talking. You have a potential for Tosas here. I mean, this is going to play out in Tosas also, this issue. You can see in Tosas anyway, so you might as well put the variables in Rashi too. It's a question of what we're thinking in the Gemara, but the Svaras are not going to change. You know, there's a Maila to Psula, there's a Maila to Yemait, and you can use the Svaras that we saw in Tosas. And then you have the Lashon Nekiya point that comes in now. Could be separate from that. Maybe psula is just a natural way that you want to say it. The din is psula. That's the natural way to convey the halacha. It's clear psula. It's possible. With that, the idea that it would be a mechshel otherwise, you think of the chatchila. Maybe that's the general way that the Mishnah should speak. Yeah.
If it didn't say Mimaya, would we have ever have a Havamina that instead of bringing the schach down, let's say we could like raise the...
I think the Ritva says such a thing, right? I'm not mistaken. Interesting. That's the sugya of Dalit. You have Geisus and Gemara, that's the sugyas. Let's say you raise the floor. I mean, it's the same idea, it's still a tikkun. Rashi always talks about Yemayit.
Really important then.
No, I'm saying, Rashi says tikkun through Yemayit. I mean, the Lashon of Yemayit in Erevin, but here you're right. You could fix it in different ways. If I'm not mistaken. Maybe the Ritva says what you just said. Let me see.
A second.
Yeah. So that's, so you have to ask the Kasha get that Dalit. Okay. We'll get there. Sure. Maybe we'll have to see the Avayagimah. Let's see the Ritva doesn't say it. Let me see. Maybe one of the Rishonim says it. Maybe it's a Ritva, but in any event, Rashi focuses on Yashpil. Yeah. You want to say someone here? Yeah. Yeah. Good. Let's see Tosis. So the first Tosis, and then we'll get to the Tosis that focuses on Pshat and the Gemara. Maishna gabi suka detali psula, maishna gabi mabi detali takanta. So this is the kasha from the Mishnah Sukkah to the Mishnah in Erevin. Tosis brings another Mishnah in to the Hapur, and he seems to be focusing on the Maksha. The Ha Dilo Parich, Maishna Gabi Hadas. Now we have a Mishnah in Sukkah. Maishna Gabi Hadas, the Toni Psula Vitakanta. We have a Mishnah later in the third parak by a problematic Hadas, where they have too many berries. And there the Mishnah talks about the fact that it's psula and what needs to be done to fix it. The Tnan Perkul of Agazel, Amidbez, Amidbez. Osha, how you? Anava of Merubim Me'alav. The berries exceed the leaves. So Mishnah says, Pasul, V'miatan Kashim. So that's interesting. Here you have a Mishnah in Sukkah that mentions both psul and takan. Now, Tosis seems to be focused on the Gemara's kasha, v'ha delo parach. The Gemara is asking from Sukkah to Erevin, so l'char Tosis means to ask, and why is that a better, why should Gemara ask from that? The Gemara asks from Erevin, like, what's the kasha? You ask an Erevin, you ask over there, you ask one, ask from Erevin. What did Tosis mean to ask? Tosis felt this is a better kasha. Why is it a better kasha?
The Gemara's first answer would be a good answer.
Still right, sir.
Pashupsha. Because it's in the same sector. That's Masha says, Pashat. Don't say more than yet. You have to deal with your point. We don't know any answers yet. The Gemara is asking Akasha, Sukkah, and Erevin. Why ask Sukkah and Erevin? Ask Sukkah and Sukkah. Meaning, what Tosis is wondering is, why don't we ask from the Mishnah here, Tosis is holding himself to Sukkah, that here it says, Alashim Sula, and later in Masechta Sukkah, it says what? A Lashon Psula with Takan. So what would be the Kasha then? That what would the Gemara want to be asking? So trace the Kasha. So what would be the, what would Tosis want the Kasha to be? That, why not what? Why not say both over here? You must not be asking Kasha in that Mishnah that says that they should leave out Takan. The kasha would be, Kasha is on our Mishnah. Why ask on our Mishnah from Erevin? We should ask on our Mishnah from Sukkah. Meaning, our Mishnah says Tzula without Takana, and the Mishnah later says Tzula with Takana. In other words, why does our Mishnah omit what? Omit or not mention the Takana of Yemayit? So the Chayre, it seems clear that Tosis would have therefore been learning up the Kasha of the Gemara. So what was the Kasha from Erevin? The same Kasha, similar Kasha. That why in Erevin does it say Takana, whereas in our Mishnah, in Sukkah, it doesn't say Takan. So, Ke'en Zeh, you can ask from Sukkah and Sukkah. That the Mishnah later says Takana, so why does that Mishnah not say Takan? Now, let's think back to we had the Cheshbin and Rashi. The way that we were suggesting in Rashi, perhaps, that was, at least from the first Teretz, it came out that way, so it could be the Kasha was already that way. Could be. That the focus of the Gemara was that Maishna means what? That what did the Gemara think was a better Rashi? Sula. And the Gemara was asking, so how come here it says Tzula and how come here it doesn't say Tzula? So the Kasha is really focused on Erevin. So then would this be a Kasha? So why are you asking Kasha that Erevin departs from the Lashon Tzula, like it says over here, which is a better Lashon? Later on, by Hadas, it says Tzula and Takana. It says Tzula, so what do you want to know? What the Gemara is asking is why it doesn't say Tzula by Erevin. So that would not be a kasha from Hadas. So Elamai, you have stamina kasha from Hadas. Good, so that, but that's not a kasha in Hadal Oparach. That's not a kasha in our Gemara. Not a kasha in our Gemara. Our Gemara is a kasha of why it doesn't say the word psu, which is what we have here. Why doesn't it say that in Erevin? So you're bringing in Hadas, it's just psu and takanu. Good, so we'll have to figure that out. But that's not a kasha to ask on our Gemara. Why does Mar ask from Erevin, Mar should ask from Sukkah? The kasha from Erevin is a kasha that you can only ask from Erevin. That kasha cannot be asked from Hadas. So the Chayre, you see, and this is going to stem very well with the next Tosis, that the Chayre, the way Tosis is going to learn up our Gemara, it's going to follow that way. That the focus of the Gemara was that the Gemara had a bias. And it's going to come out much clearer from the next Tosis. That the Gemara had a bias that the better Lashon is what? Between Sula and Yemayit is what? Is Yemayit. Why? Because it's a Tikkun, it's Lashon Nekiyah. And the real problem was, why doesn't our Mishnah opt for Lashon Nekiyah like we have by Erevin? If that was the Gemara's Kasha, as Tosis says very well, so why do you have to go to Erevin to ask such a Kasha in our Mishnah? You can ask the same Kasha in our Mishnah without knowing Erevin. I just have to know myself the Sukkah. Erevin I never learned, but I learned Sukkah. And in Sukkah I have a case of Yemayit. Or the case later, by that it says Sukkah and Yemayit. Here it leaves out the Tikkun of Yemayit. From Tosis we can glean that Tosis already was understanding the Gemara's Kasha differently than perhaps the way Rashi understood the Kasha. Okay, so what does Tosis respond? Delo parich ela misuka umavui, shedinam shave leinyan gavola, or maybe Govat should say, v'shina lasha mishnasa. So Stam is right to ask a kasha from different places that the lashon that reads differently. Shonos wouldn't bother the Gemara, but the Gemara was more bothered by the fact that these two mishnayos are so tightly linked. Why are they linked? Because dinam shave. They're both talking about gova. They're both talking about a case that the problem lies in the height. The korah is too high. The schach is too high. And there's obviously work. One mishnah seems to be working off of the other. They're both on the same track. The din is the same. And yet, shina lasha mishnas. This is really what Tosis means to answer. Basically, the fact that Lashonos are used differently in different places, so good, sometimes they'll say a takana, sometimes they won't say takana, that doesn't get us too riled up. When you have two Mishnayos that are mamish, dinam shava, linyan gova, and she knows, that already perks the Gemara's, you know, curiosity, that's what Gemara says, no, you see Lachara, you see it says takana there, why does it say takana over here? That's Terence number one. We could perhaps add to this, although Tosis doesn't have to say it, but in the beginning in Erevin, Tosis notes something as follows. The very first Tosis in Erevin, he asks, Hikshame Mirulanis, why doesn't it tell me Hechshir Mavoi itself, the din of Hechshir Mavoi, Bilechi Vakora, and then tell me, Hiniyachu Malam Yasmami Yamai? Why does he start by telling me the din itself of Mavoi? Why does he start by telling me the din of Gavoa Lamalam Yasrim? Tell me the din of putting a kora there. The tira it's the tana nichle gahasko b'hai lishna. Kimosha mascheles masnisim de sukkah. Tosis is showing me that the lashon of Rebbe in Erevin is very much having in mind the lashon of Rebbe in the Mishnah and Sukkah. And as Tosis adds, Ulahachi perch shapir tfei bigamar maishna gabi sukkah de tari psula. Tosis is saying with even more teeth than what Tosis says over here. What's prompting the Gemara's question in Erevin and also in Sukkah for that matter of Maishna? What's prompting is because after all you see that the Mishnah in Erevin is very much patterned after Sukkah. But Haraya, the Mishnah in Erevin didn't bother even to start off by telling me the din to have a Korah there. It just tell me the din of a Mabel Gemara Mechav Pasul, or you might. And the reason that it did that is because it was working off of the Mishnah Sukkah. And that's why the Gemara is asking the Kasha. The way Tosis phrases it in Erevin, there being this Kasha from Rule of Agaza would not get off the ground. As if the whole point of the Gemara's asked Kasha was because the Rebbe clearly was thinking of Sukkah, the Mishnah Sukkah, when he wrote the Mishnah in Erevin. So then, what are you asking me from Rule of Agaza? This is why it's a problem. That the two Mishnahs are clearly both in the consciousness of Rebbe and HaKadosh when he's writing them, and yet here it says you might, so there must be something to it. Yet Tosis doesn't say that sharply over here, but Lemaisa, that's the first Teretz of Tosis. Lo parach el misukah b'mavish didam shalem. Clear, everybody? That's Teretz number one. The Ode, Tosis, another possibility. The Gabi Hadas, Itzrich lemisni takon. Again, what would be the kasha? The kasha would be, why does it say takana over there and not say takana over here? That would have been the kash. He says, I'll tell you what, there it has to tell me takana. The sauke daita chamina, kevan de gidlo, gidulo bipsul, gidulo means agdo. He tied it together, like gidilim tasalach, like tzitzis is twined. The Russian, megadle hoshana later on, the Russian gidulo means to be bound up. Gidulo bipsul, su lesre takanta. What does Tosis mean here? It doesn't elaborate. There's a reason why he has to tell me takana, because you might have thought that if he's been take away the berries, it won't work, because once you put together the Dalet Minim, once you put together the Hadas and the Luav in a manner that's puzzle, then the takana wouldn't help. You can't just fix the Hadas once it's already part of the together with the Luav. Why not? What is Tosis alluding to in the third paragraph? What in your two in Yonah that Tosis is alluding to that doesn't explain? What? No. So first of all, the notion, so say gidlo b'tzul, meaning it was brought down together. Where does that idea come from? Lulav tzarech, what? Lulav tzarech eged. There's an inyan of an asiya. Just like there's an inyan of an asiya that we learn out. There's a halacha that you have to bind them together. And if so, what could be the problem now? If you admired it afterwards, after you made the Dalet Minim, you put them together. Tasav Lomina Asi, that's one possibility. That once, you know, the Asiya has to be Behechsher. Tasav Lomina means you have to make it Chatchila in a manner that's Kasher. If you make it in a manner that's Pasal, and then you just get rid of the Psul, and the Mela it's Kasher, that's not an Asiya the Kashrus. That's, we'll see all kinds of cases later on, Chotit Begadish later on in Sukkah, where you have the Mela of the Sukkah becomes kasha because you remove the problem. That's no good. You have to make the Asiya Chatchila Behechsha. So if there's a din of Asiya by Dalet Minim, so now the Hadas is part of the Dalet Minim, and then you took away the problem of the berries, that might not be good. That could be a problem. Tasav Lomina Asli. So that could be why the Mishnah has to tell me otherwise. Maybe it's not called Tasav Lomina Asli, maybe there's no din of Asiya, whatever the reason why it's not called Tasav Lomina Asli, but there's a Chiddush. You would have thought it's a problem. The other problem that could be is what? No, because it's not a Hadas. No, something else. Dichui. The Gemara is a Shaila, they're also in the Sugya of Dichui B'mitzvahs. Dichui means that once there's a point that something is disqualified, the Iker is by Karbanos, we had it in Kiddush and Hasman, but it's also possibly by mitzvahs, yesh dichui b'mitzvahs. If there's a point in which the mitzvah is disqualified, the shayla dichui meikara, or dichui tefam meikara, it's also a shayla. If the point, and then the psul got removed, but once there was a dichui that was chal, that was disqualified for that point in time, then it could be, you can't use it even when the disqualification goes away, you have to start from scratch. So if there's a din of asiya, and then even though it could be it's dichui meikara, but it could be it's also called the dichui. So mimela the takana doesn't work. These are, again, these are sugyas later on. So Tosis is basically answering that we would the reason why we're not bothered by the Mishnah later on, by Hadas, where it says takana, is because there's a chiddush over there that the takana works, that therefore has to tell me a chiddush that it's not a problem. And therefore, by us, there's no reason to have to say takana, only over there there was a reason to say the takana. This is the second paragraph of Tosis. Questions in pshat here? Yeah?
In the third paragraph, it says that it's a shinaj, which isn't considered a shinaj.
It's a separate Indian. It's a separate Indian. That's a separate Indian. That's a separate. That's not. I don't think that's to do with the issue that we're talking about now. We're talking about. Yeah. No. Just the Indian of Tatum Naasu or Dichui is a separate Indian. Yeah. That's a separate. Yeah. All right,
it seems like Tosfos is going back because I had thought that we established that we were understanding that Tosfos is assuming that Takana was the default and the Kasha was on Sukkah. As to why Sukkah doesn't have Takana. But in this answer, it seems like he's trying to justify Takana, not justify Psul.
So, what Tosfos seems to be saying is that if we would just not know about Erevin, we would just know about Masechta Sukkah, we'd see two Mishnayos in Sukkah. One says Psula, and one says Psula with a Takana. And what would our Kasha want to be? How come it doesn't say Takana here? So why wouldn't we ask such a kasha? Tosfos gives the second terence because I would be able to answer by saying that it only says takana over there for a special reason that's relevant over there. And Mela, if with that special reason, there's no reason to have to add to say to add. So then that would basically be saying that I'm totally comfortable with the word psula. In other words, this takana there was added for the reason that was added over there. Elamai, no, but I have Mishnah Erevin. Mishnah Erevin says takana. So now already I have a reason to wonder why not could have just as well said takana over here. If anything, that's a better lashon, as we'll see in the next Tosfos. So now I have a kasha to base myself. But if I didn't know Erevin, if I just was looking at this mishnah and the mishnah by Hadas, so I would say by Hadas it tells me the takana because there's a chiddush to tell me it's kasher if he does it.
So Tosfos wasn't going with his default of Takana.
That's only
right.
That only the reason I have that default is because I look at Erevin and I say, oh, and then I start thinking, oh, so here's Yemayit, here's Tosfos. What Taka makes more sense? What us? So now I start favoring Yemayit, and then I have a kasha and Amisht. But if I just had Sukkah and Sukkah, so I would say, oh, so it's Yemayit there for a special reason. Dalia, what do you think?
If you learn that the issue would be about dichui, so why would you not think that also applies to sukkah? Like once the above.
No. That's not dichui. Is only by when you have an asiya, and the cheps of the mitzvah. What are you saying exactly? When you mayit the sukkah later on, it should be a dichui.
It's special.
No. It's because of gidlo b'psul. It all connects to what Tosfos says. If there's enough, yeah. You're asking Stam, let it be a Tassilom and Asi if you're Yemayit later. Now you're making a Sukkah for the first time. Now it's Yassi and Hasiya. There it's different. There you're taking away the berries after it's part of the Dalad Minim. Here you take the Schach, you make it lower. Now you have your new Asiya. What's the problem? The problem could be in the case where you raise the floor, maybe. But when you bring the Schach down, so Haguf, but no different than when you put the Schach.
I mean, nothing started there.
Yes, and now you have your Asiya.
But the Gemara started after, like, those already above.
It's in, right, you bound it together, Gidlo B'Psul, and now what you took those berries and you removed the berries, but it's already part of the Dalad Minim, it's part of the
Asiya. It doesn't happen until, like, you're sitting in there. It doesn't.
Yeah.
Can you read it? It was saying the Duei B'Psul, that the Hadat rule, it grew with the Psul inherent in it, you would think you can't fix it?
No. No, they all explain. They even change the gears to here. You see, if you look at the if you have the Yozvahada Gemara, they even explain it this way. It's not even a goris that way. You see, the Pnei Yeshua brings such a gears. Came with the Agid Rebbetzul. So even if you go as Gidlo, it's clear that Tosfos meant the Lashon Gidlo is used in his third parak in connection to Eged. So Tosfos is referring to that the Lashon that you found in the Gemara about the Hoshana. So I don't think you have another. An alternative to read it that way. I mean, you could say svaris, but l'maisa pshat and tosis has to be l'chorot to mean eged. That's the l'shonus of the Gemara. The godly hoshana. Yeah. Wait. Let's start on the next tosis. We'll see everything. We're going to come back. We'll come back perhaps to this. The oraisa tani psula. Says the Gemara in the Teretz. Again, let's see how Tosis differs from Rashi. The Raisa Tani Psula. The Iavi Tani Yemayet. So what's the Gemara's Teretz? By the Raisa we say Psula. By the Rabbanan we say Yemayet. The Iavi Tani Yemayet. Chayshinan Dilmatai Inish. Lomar Yemayet Lechatchila. V'diyaved Kshera. If I would say Yemayet in our Mishnah, and since we're dealing with an Inyan Doraisa, so people could come away with a mistake that affects a Doraisa halacha, and they'll say, no, Yemayet just is Lechatchila, it's preferable to do that, but if you don't, it's also good. And we don't want such a mixture to come about by a Din Doraisa. The Dikdik B'Lishono. So therefore, the Tana did not want to use the quote-unquote Lashon Nekiya, did not want to use the Lashon of Yemayet, because it's going to lead possibly to a mistake, Dilma Asir Dei Sur Doraisa. And therefore, Betani Psula. So therefore, he opts for the Lashon Psula, Af Al Gav, notwithstanding Dilma Habilish Namalia, Kimo Yemayet, begins to bring in the factors that we've been discussing outside. Notwithstanding the fact that it's not a Lashon Mali, it's not ideal to use a Lashon Psula, but he feels that the alternative would be worse. Say Lashon Psula, say Lashon Yemayet, which true is a Lashon Nekiya, but could lead one to what? To consider the fact that it's only Chatchila, but B'diyevet, it's not so terrible. And what would happen there on a Din D'Oraisa, such a mixture we have to protect, that such a mixture should not come about. Avo ben Mavi D'Rabban, with the whole Din is D'Rabban, and what's the worst that can come out that they'll carry and violate D'Rabban, but D'Oraisa they're not going to violate? To Lo Chayish. And therefore, we're going to go with the other preferable lashon, b'tani yemayet shu lishna malya. As we know, kida ashkechan b'reish p'sachim sheikem hakasuv kama osios. The pasuk could have said min abehema hatmeya. Instead, the Torah says min abehema asher what einena tahora. How many extra letters?
Nine.
Eight. No. Hatmeya. I think it's eight. Hatmeya and asher einena tahora. Kam osios shilol hotzi tells us to give the number. The Gemara says ches osios shilol hotzi davar meguna mipiv. I would add here what I noted before that lechera this inyan is dafka a kpeda by the beginning, in the beginning of something like the first reference to tmeya and the chumish, or in these cases it's the first mishnah and psachim or laba asa where the Gemara discusses it, or in these cases also it's the first mishnah and erbin, the first mishnah and sukkah. So there's a special reason why you would not want to start off a mesechta. Just like in Or Rabba Asa, to use the word Or in the beginning of Psachim. So you don't want to start off with the Lashon Psula. And that's why Dafka by Erevin, he opted for the Lashon Nekiya. Because what would be the alternative that, okay, they'll think that really it's only preferable. Okay, but it's only Drabbanan anyway. It's not going to lead to a Doraisa problem. But Sukh, which is Doraisa, there he wants to say Psula, and he has to swallow the fact that it's not a Lashon Nekiya. Ubekudis lo pirishke. So the way Tosis is learning, the Gemara's first teretz is directly addressing what issue, as we noted before, what issue is being addressed. Why does our Mishnah avoid the Lashon of Yemayet? Which the Gemara feels would have been better, but the answer is, it's not better, because it's in this case, it could be a problem. So the Oraisa, we don't want to use a Lashon that could perhaps convey that's only Lechatchila. Inami Yeshulama, even without this extra point of the Lashon Nekiya, Yeshulama, the Lashon Yemayet, Mashma Chumet Rabbanan Bialma, Psula Mashma Doraisa. So Inami is another way of explaining the Gemara, but basically the same basic approach, that Yemayet is Mashma Chumet, that's appropriate Lashon for Rabbanan, Chumet to do it. Masha'enke Psula is a Doraisa. No, what's the benefit of this reading of the Gemara? Of this, the first pshat, what's Tosis' advantage in the Lashon HaGemara now? The Ibar Yisema flows, because Gemara's preface to the Ibar Yisema is the Ibar Yisema b'deraisa nami tani takanta. Perfect. In other words, until now we were saying by deraisa we would what? We would want to avoid the Lashon of takana because of the fact that either the first pshat of Tosis, because it could lead to people thinking it's only a din of the chatchila, or because stamazai. That the Lashon of Takana is Mashmad Rabbana. No, it's not. You could say the Lashon of Takana by Zeraisa too. And we want to say Lashon Nekiya, and we're not worried about Michshol, or because it's appropriate to say Lashon Takana. However, the answer is something else, that it would have to go out of its way to talk about the Takana of each case. The last Gemara is beautiful. Whereas Tosfos says, when asking Rashi, according to Rashi, it comes out that the Gemara, what does it mean, Tani Takanta? We always knew that. But we were saying Psula is better. So we have two different ways to read the Gemara. That's the first teretz of the Gemara. Questions? Yeah.
Can you explain how the
Ibaris Ema now flows? No, the Ibaris Ema, the Gemara's answer, another answer. First answer was that the reason why we say Psula and not Takanta over here is because it's a Dindo Raisa. Dindo Raisa, we don't say Takana. Why? Either because, like the second point of Tosis, because it's Mas Mechumet Rabbanon, and it's not, it's a Dindo Raisa. Or as Tosis started off by saying, because Takanta would imply that's only Chathila, but B'diyevet, it's okay. And what would that mean? That would mean that by a Doraisa, people come away with the impression that it's really okay, and we don't want that kind of impression to be made by a Doraisa. But Rabbanon, we don't have to worry as much about that, because it's not the end of the world if they'll end up making that mistake. It's only Dindu Rabbanon anyway. So that's, so the Gemara answers, no, by Doraisa, we're also happy to say Takanta. We're not worried about the Mechshel, and we can use the Lashon of Takanta, and we want to use the Lashon Takanta. So why don't we do it? Because there are four cases in the Mishnah, the three cases, you have to go up to each case and go through the Takana. That's too long-winded, so we don't do that. So the Lashon of Gemara is perfect. Ibai said, but the Rai said, Nami, Tani Takanta. The first Teretz was saying, but we don't say Takanta by the Raisa, for the reasons Tosis enumerates. Yeah. Something to think about. Maybe someone will be more me. Think of the previous Tosis right now. What did Tosis bring in before? Mishnah later. Where does that fit right now? The Mishnah later says what? Sul and Takanta. Where does that fit into all this? Yeah?
That when it says puzzle, that would mean that it's not just like a tumor video that would take care of the problem of people making that mistake. And when it says Takanta, though, then you can still have it be like a Lashon Nikiya, that you can still do something about it.
But in the Gemara, if you go with, why didn't we ask in that kash from that Mishnah? The Tosfos had two answers. One answer was, no, because we only asked in two Mishnahs that are similar. Good. Second answer, because there we had to talk about Takanta, because you would have thought that it's a problem. It's a problem Tassel of Nasa. Okay. So why does it have to say Psula? When it just say Takanta? Mm-hmm. What?
It's
a Dindaraisa.
I'm saying, is it?
What?
That's
the din. The din that minimum is a deraisa. So deraisa. And our hada, what?
The rest of the mission is there, so.
Throughout. I have to cheshbin this out. I have to cheshbin it out. Let's see if we just finish the tosis. It's getting late. Okay, Netos is another ha'ara at the very end. Let's see what he says. Perkla mem adikim. Daminan, there's a statement of the Gemara over there. Ner Chanukah, shehinicha lemala me'esrim ama psula kisuka ukemavri. Interesting. Here we have a statement of Amoraim that weaves together the din in the beginning of Sukkah, the din in the beginning of Mavoy, of Omal Mechaf, and applies it to a din derabanan of Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah requires Shalta Be'ena, that you have to presume in Nisa Shabo. So there it's a statement of Avkana there, that if you place the Ner Chanukah, Lamala Me'esra Mama, Lashon of Avkana is Psula, Kesuka Ukemavui. Like we find by Sukkah and Mavui. Now remember, Sukkah, the Lashon of Mishnah was Psula. By Mavui, the Lashon of Mishnah was Yemayit. And there comes the Amora of Kana, says, Ner Chanukah Lamal Mechaf, Psula Kisuka Kemavui. So what's bothering Tosis? Based on reading this Gemara here in the Erevin, what should have been the Lashon of Rav Kana? What's Ner Chanukah? The Psul Ner Chanukah is a din? Drabana. So what should he say? Bimayit. So why does he say Psula Kisuka Kemavui? Why does he use Lashon Psula? So he says, Agav de Tnan, Kisuka, Nakanami, Gabi Ner Chanukah Psula. You're right. Based on the call of the Gemara, it shouldn't say the word Psula. But since he says Kisuka, so it says Psula. Yeah, it says Mavoi too. What does this mean? It says Ksuka Kamavoi. So take your pick. Why are you going with Ksuka? No, how did you learn Chevra? What? Tell me Pshat. I don't know Tosin Shabbat. Tell me no Pshat. What does it say? What does this mean? It says Ksuka. Nope, it says Kamavoi also. Does Tosis and Erevin help us? Or maybe that we have in front of us. Nope.
Sula doesn't hurt.
No, but Tosis.
Sula doesn't hurt when you say Sula and Mavui. And so you can say Sula, so you go to the Chumra, you say it a little bit more Chumra. But if you say you might have the problem by Sukkah.
We're concerned about the rights.
We have two. Now we
have it's two.
Not a Dinder Rice. I have to be concerned.
Maybe later by Mavui, it says
Pshat. But what Pshat and Tosis? Agav. Tosis is saying it should have said not so. It said you might. Agav the tnan kesuka naken nami gam nami gam. Agav the tnan kesuka. What's the tnan? The tnan. What's the tnan? It's not a mishnah there. But what's the Tosis? Agav. I'm just reading it now. I'm just trying to make sense of the word. Agav the tnan kesuka. What does he mean? He doesn't mean tnan. He means agav that Rav Kana uses the word kesuka. The tnan is a mishnah. But Mishnah means that he uses the lashon kesuka. But he also has a question come up with.
He's just a good first.
Okay. Good. So that's good. Good. At least that's something to say. It says Sukkah first. So the first thing he did right afterwards is Kesukah. Lashon Tosis and Erevin. See, I think what you're saying is Meduik and Tosis and Erevin. Here Tosis is not so clear. Look at Tosis and Erevin. Meduik. The middle of the Tosis. Vahada Aminan. You see it? Vamem Madikin. Nirchanakol Hichol Mal Miasim Am Psula Kesukah Kemavui. The afag of the nechanik avdu rabbanan. No, what does he say? Nakat sula, agat suka, the basre. What's the basre? Meaning right after it, because he's giving a mashal. Kisuka kamavi. So the first mashal he chose was suka. Why he chose that suka, that mashal first? I don't know. Maisa, when he gave the halacha, he wanted to convey the mashal. So the very first mashal he gave was sukkah. So he used the lashon. That corresponds to the lashon used by sukkah. Yeah.
In order to that, they also say that Erevin was based off of.
I don't know which is based off of which. I mean, always saw that Mishnah's. Yeah, could be Erevin. Yeah, Tosis and Erevin said that way. Erevin was based off of sukkah. Yeah.
So then here, the Erevin based on sukkah.
Okay.
Chanukah is probably based off sukkah also.
Okay. But Tosfos here can be debasve. Okay, so this is one teretz. Inami, Tosfos is another cheshbon that has to do with more of the Indian sugyas of Nechanak. Inami, Yavitani Yemayet, had he said over there Yemayet, Havi Mashma, Kimos Shoy Samadlekes Yashpilena. That would mean that he lit it, Lamal Mechav. And then after it was lit, he goes and puts it in position. But that is not going to work. For whatever sheet you're going to hold by Nechanak, he says it's not going to work. Vizeino, Leman da ama hadlaka osa mitzvah. So first of all, there's a sheet in the Gemara hadlaka osa mitzvah. The mitzvah is not the hanacha putting it, but the hadlaka. So the hadlaka was done in the wrong place. You can't just move the ner chanaka. You have to relight. So lemaisa, what would be? You couldn't just lower it. You'd have to redo the hadlaka. Hadlaka osa mitzvah means that you couldn't just hanacha would not make the mitzvah. So therefore, right away, according to that man da amar, you couldn't say you might because it wouldn't work. Now, Afilu man da ama hanacha osa mitzvah machokas here in the Gemara and Shabbos, whether by near Chanukah, hadlaka osa mitzvah, hanacha osa mitzvah. Even hanacha osa mitzvah, meaning that you could hidlika bifnim votzi bachutz, chayshinan da haro omer tzarcho hu madlika. There's a problem with Rabbanan, the Chacham felt that you would think that you did it for yourself, and that's not a good pirsum, kidamina gabi dika bifnim vinicha bachutz. So Tosis works out that the Maisa, any shita that you'll say about Ner Chanukah, Hadlaka Simitzvah, Hanochas Mitzvah, you could not simply be morated afterwards to the right shir. What would Rashi? Okay, so this is Tosis' answer, second teretz to why he has to say Psula, even though you would have wanted to say you might. What would Rashi answer to this kasha? Could Rashi have another answer to this kasha? What does Rav Kana there speak about Ner Chanukah L'mala Micha Psula? Rather than you might. It's afterwards a dinder rabbanan. Now you have Tosis teretz you can always fall back on, but do you need that or can you say better? Yeah.
Kind of what Melvin was saying earlier that Rashi kind of lobbed off from the deraisa. That's just that who said for a long time.
Was there halach? Was there a pre-existing halach?
Near Chanukah was established.
Very good. This is why I was meramis to you earlier. See, according to Rashi, it's not so much a dinder rice as a dinder rabbanan. That is a tchias hora'aso, or are we working? Are we working after the fact that there's already a paradigm that exists? Now, lemaisa, the paradigm of sukkah is mimos Moshe. But when Rav Kana comes along and talks about a dinam ner Chanukah, he's speaking already after already a masorah of dinam of ner Chanukah that's established by the Chachamim, and there's already remez in the Shnayis to ner Chanukah, and there's already a din of ner Chanukah that we know that the Chachamim established. We're not coming now to teach me for the first time mitzvah l'hadik. There's the brisa of Megillas Tainus that the Gemara quotes there, and it's not so much in the Mishnayis. That's a separate discussion. You don't have the halachas in Mishnayis, but you have Mekoros from the Tanayim about Ner Chanukah. My Chanukah, Roshan Acheres, Kibbalim, Vassalim, and you have discussions already, quoting the Gemara, Benogeya Ner Chanukah, comes the Amor Rav Kahana with a din that's already stepping into what was already established as a din of Ner Chanukah, and he wants you to know this din. So he says Tzula, so it's exactly like my Sukkah. Notwithstanding as a din to Rabbanan, but it's parallel to what we find by Sukkah, that we're going already after the fact that there's already a din of Ner Chanukah, and there's dinam where it should be, mitzvah la'anicha, and those are brises that already have discussed these in Yana that the Gemara quoted. And Avkana comes with his halacha, and he says, l'mal mechapam is no good. It's no different than sukkah from Rashi's perspective. So he can say tzula, the kasha doesn't start. Tosus, the shitasa, that doesn't learn like Rashi. Tosus is learning cheshbonos because of the nichsho and this and that. Tosus had to give the teretz that he gives. Okay. Those who are new to